I was curious why to pray about sleepless.
我刚刚有点好奇，为什么我们要祷告关于这个困倦的事
？I hope that none of us will fall asleep this morning.
我希望今天早晨没有一个人会打瞌睡。
But I know that some of you may be very tired.
我知道我们当中有一些人可能蛮疲倦的。
So we have to have Lord's mercy and grace.
我们实在需要主的怜悯和恩典。
But I want you to know one thing.
但我要愿意你们记得一件事。
If you fall asleep, I can see you very clearly.
如果你睡着了，我可以看得见你。
And Dale will agree with me, right?
我们 Dale 弟兄他也会同意。
And he will see you even more clearly with the height.
他的高度呢，能够看你们看得更清楚。
Actually, every time someone falls asleep, the first person that notices is the person that stands right here.
如果有人在座位上打瞌睡呢？首先知道的呢，就是站在这里的。
And we see some people is getting very humble.
我们能够看见有一些人呢，头就开始低低下来，好像很谦卑。
So that humbleness stands out.
就那样的谦卑呢，就凸显出来了。
So I hope that will encourage you a little bit to stay awake.
所以我要鼓励大家，希望能够保持清醒。
Let's turn to our Bible to Revelation.
我们打开圣经到启示录。
Chapter 16,
第十六章
，verse 6,
第六节。
Revelation, chapter 16, verse 6.
启示录第十六章第六节。
Let's read together.
我们同声来读。
This is one of those verses you have to read together to get the meaning of it.
这是我当这句经文必须我们一起读，我们才能够体会。
And you have to read with loud voice.
我们必须要大声的读。
If you don't read with loud voice, you don't get to the meaning of this verse.
如果你不大声读呢，你就不能够明白这句话的意思。
So I encourage all of us to use our full voice.
我鼓励大家都用我们全身大声的来读。
And read in whatever language that you want to read.
我们用自己的语言同声大声的来读。
OK，
他们曾流圣徒与先知的血，现在你给他们血喝，这是他们所该受的。
I don't think I got the right verses.
19节。十九章第六节
是对的吗？
对，十九章第六节。
Alright. Okay, I thought you read the wrong voices. Let's try one more time, because I turned to the wrong page myself.
我刚刚翻错页了，刚刚是一个练习。我们现在正式要读今天要读的经文。
Alright, one more time.
在
启示录 Revelation 19:6.
启示录十九章第六节。
What did I say?
16.
Okay. No wonder. 19.
十九章是启示录第十九章。
It's not the verses I anticipated.
那个经节不太一样。
Okay, 19.
第十九章。
All right, one more time.
一起来。
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。Now you understand why I want you to read with full voice.
现在你们就明白为什么我要你们大声的来读这句经节。
Maybe I'm sleepy myself.
可能我刚刚也打了一下瞌睡。
Actually, I was quite tired today as well.
我今天也有点疲惫。
Let's turn to another verse.
我翻到另一处经文。
Psalm 91.
诗篇第91篇。
Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇。
Try to see verse 1 and verse 4.
我们要读第一节和第四节。
This verse is different. We don't need a loud voice to read this one.
这个经文呢，不一样，我们不需要大声的来读。
But we need to listen to as we read this verse.
当我们在读的时候，我们必须要来听这个经节要对我们说的。
So I will read and you will listen.
所以我读，请弟兄姐妹来听。
Verse 1, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
Verse 4,
第四节。
He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
When we do come to the Lord, we do need that spirit of humility.
当我们来到主面前，我们必须带着谦卑的灵。
Because only those who are poor in spirit will come away without empty-handed.
只有灵里贫穷的人才能够来到主的面前，是一个是一个谦卑的情形。
So let's have further word of prayer at this time. Let's be humble before the Lord.
那我们再有一点祷告。盼望我们能够在主的面前是谦卑的。
In order for us to receive something from Him,
好叫我们能够从他得着一些东西。
Father, once again, we come before you and recognize how poor we are.
天父，我们感谢你。再一次，我们被提醒，我们来到你的面前，主啊，我们是何等的贫穷。
Without your mercy, we were unable to receive even the words from you.
没有你的怜悯，主，我们没有办法能够领受你的话语。
Without your mercy and anointing, we're not able to even speak your words.
没有你的怜悯和恩膏，我们没有办法来传讲你的话语。
We can't translate the word properly.
我们或许能够把你的话语翻译出来。
We cannot even hear that word.
但我们也没有办法听见你所说的那个意思。
And we will not have strength.To turn to your words.
我们也没有那个力量就能够来明白你所说的。
Yes, therefore together, we ask in one accord your mercy this morning.
我们同心合一在你面前祈求你的怜悯。
Humble us before you.
主使我们谦卑。
In order this morning, we can experience your grace.
好叫我们能够再一次经历你的恩典。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把以下时间交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
This morning my topic is God is on the throne.
早晨我的题目是神坐在宝座上。
God indeed is sitting on the throne today.
神今天仍然坐在宝座上。
But sometimes it looks as though that the throne of the universe is empty.
但是有些时候我们觉得好像这个宇宙间的宝座是空的。
Today we look around, there are two wars.
早晨我们看见有两个战争。
One in Iraq, one in Afghanistan.
一个是在伊拉克，一个是在阿富汗。
And there's something brewing in North Korea.
那我们看见在北韩那里也有一些事情在发生。
And something is happening in Iran.
在伊朗也有事情发生。
The Middle East is still the center of that problem.
中东仍然是那严重问题的一个中心。
There's a multiple problem in Africa.
在非洲有许多的问题。
And look at closely, we have H1N1 flu in here.
看见我们周围有那新流感的病毒在我们中间。
And we're deep in a recession.
我们也在一个经济衰退当中。
And there are illness among our people.
在我们的在我们当中也有一些疾病。
There are difficulties in life.
在我们生活中也有许多的艰难。
And we even see some spiritual attack.
我们看见也有一些属灵的攻击。
Amongst us even.
就是在我们中间就有这些事情。
These violences, these crimes.
有这些犯罪的事，有这些暴力的事。
Sometimes we might even ask, is God sitting on the throne today?
所以有时候我们就在想，神今天还坐在宝座上吗？
We look at the news.
我们看见这个新闻。
You read the internet.
如果你看看在网络上
，Sometimes you cannot tell between the lies and the truth.
你实在是没有办法来分辨谎言和真实的话。
It's not even relevant anymore.
这好像都没有关系的一样。
As long as you can convince more people that is true.
只要你能够向叫大多数的人相信的话，那变成是一个真话。
It's not really matter anymore.
它似乎都无关紧要了。
And you ask yourself, is our Lord still sitting on the throne?
我们不免要问一问，好像自己思想说，主还在宝座上吗？
Sometimes evil seems to be in control.
有些时候，那邪恶的似乎掌权了。
Then you may be frustrated.
你就会觉得很沮丧。
Then you ask yourself, is it now worth to trust our Lord Jesus?
你就问自己，在这样的时候，我们还值得我们来相信神吗？
Should I still be obedient to him?
我还需要来顺服他吗？
Is God still on the throne?
神是不是还坐在宝座上呢？
In Revelation, Apostle John faced the similar situations.
在启示录当中，我们看见啊，使徒约翰所面临的环境跟我们是类似的。
The verses that we just read.
我们刚所读的那句经文。
Then I heard what sounded like a real multitude, like the roar of roaring waters and like loud peals of thunder, shouting "Hallelujah!" for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
他说他听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说。哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
John was a prisoner.
约翰他当时是一个囚犯。
He was exiled on the Isle of Patmos.
他被放逐在巴摩的海岛。
He was surrounded by the waters of Aegean seas.
他的周围乃是被爱琴海的海水所环绕。
And he was separated from the people that he really loved.
他从他所爱的人当中被分开了。
He was surrounded by the people who hated him.
他周围的人都是那些恨恶他的人。
What will you do if you were John?
如果你是约翰的话，你会怎么样呢？
If I were John,
如果我是约翰的话，
I'm going to write something about my trials.
我就要写一写我所受的苦难。
I'm going to write something about the fight, the warfare that I experienced.
我就要写一写我所经历的这些征战。
But it's not John.
但是那不是约翰所写。
John wrote about Jesus Christ and his triumphs.
约翰所写的乃是耶稣基督并他的得胜。
He said, Hallelujah.
他说哈利路亚。
For our God Almighty reigns.
因为主我们的神作王了。
It does not matter where he is or what condition he is in, God is still on the throne.
不论他在哪里，他在什么样的处境当中，他的主神作王了。
He had no freedom at the time.
他当时虽然没有自由。
But God still reigned.
但是神依然作王。
Why was John exiled?
为什么约翰会被放逐呢？
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
During those times, if you are a Roman citizen,
在当时呢，如果你身为一个罗马的公民，
Every year, you have to do one thing.
每一年你都必须做一件事。
You have to appear at an altar that is dedicated to Caesar.
你必须来到一个那个是献给凯撒王的那个一个祭坛。
Then you have to drop a pinch of incense.
你必须要放那个香。
Then you have to say, Caesar is Lord.
并且你要说凯撒是王是主。
And one day, John was brought into that situation.
有一天，约翰就被带到这样的一个情况当中。
And he was brought to that altar dedicated to Caesar.
约翰就被带到这个献要为着凯撒而设立的这个祭坛。
And he was forced to declare that Caesar is Lord.
就有人勉强他要来宣告凯撒是王。
And our dear brother John, stand before the enemy and he declared Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们的弟兄约翰在敌人的面前，他宣告的乃是耶稣是主。
Then they arrest him.
他们就把他逮捕了。
Put him in exile.
就把他放逐。
That is the reason.
那个是他被放逐的原因。
Today we live in this world.
今天我们活在这个世界当中。
The world surround us, want us to declare that Caesar is the Lord.
环绕在我们周围这个世界， 同样的也要我们来宣告凯撒是主。
Young people, when we go to this world,
年轻人，当我们进入这个世界的时候
，we feel the pressures.
我们就感受到那个压力
，the pressure around us.
在我们周围的压力
，the pressure want us to conform to this world.
这世界哪要叫我们被变化改变成像世界一样
？If we conform to this world,
如果我们被变成世界同个样子
，it's a lot easier.
那是很容易的。
If we don't,
如果我们拒绝的话
，it will be difficult.
那就非常的艰难。
What does this mean?
这什么意思呢？
This world want us to declare the Caesar is Lord.
就是这个世界，他乃要我们来宣告凯撒才是那个主。
But we need those young people today.
但是我们
需要，
我们需要有年轻人。
Those young people who will stand firm and say Jesus Christ is the Lord.
需要这些年轻人能够站立得住，能够宣告耶稣基督才是那位主。
John had no regret.
约翰他并不后悔。
He didn't see himself as the prisoner of Caesar.
他并没有看到，并不认为自己是凯撒的囚犯。
He saw himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
他乃是看见自己是主耶稣的囚犯。
Even though it's Caesar that put him in jail.
虽然是凯撒把他放到监牢里。
He's not the prisoner of Caesar.
但是他却不是凯撒的囚犯。
We are children of God.
我们乃是神拣选的族类。
There's no reason for us to crown Caesars.
我们实在是没有任何的理由来高来尊凯撒是王。
John was not suffering.
约翰并没有受苦。
He was sharing in the glory of Christ.
他乃是在基督的荣耀里面来分享。
No matter how dark the day, no matter how heavy the burden, our brother John.Was able to look up and say Hallelujah.
无论今天是何等，无论是如何的黑暗，无论是何等这个重担，但是约翰他却仍然能够说耶稣是主。
For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
因我们主，我们的神全能者作王了。
How we desire that today God can have a people like that.
我们何等盼望主也能够得着这样的人在我们。
Doesn't matter what condition we are in.
无论我们是在任何的处境当中
Doesn't matter how dark the day can be
无论这个日子是如何的黑暗
When the Holy Spirit anoints us
当圣灵膏我们的时候
From our heart we say Hallelujah
从我们心我们能够喊出 Hallelujah
Our God reigns
我们的神作王
Brother and sister This is the secret for our inner peace and inner joy
弟兄姐妹这就是我们在心里头的那个平安和喜乐的秘密。
We live in this troubled world.
我们在这个充满问题的一个世界。
How do we have peace and joy?
我们怎么能够有平安有喜乐呢？
By knowing who is sitting on the throne.
乃是借着知道谁坐在宝座上。
When Isaiah was a young man.
当以赛亚他还年轻的时候。
Before he came out.To serve the Lord.
当他出来来开始侍奉主的时候
He was a young man that is dedicated to the Lord.
他乃是一个奉献给主的人
Then he looked up to a person.
但是他常常仰望另外一个人
And is the king Uzziah.
乃是乌西亚王
Uzziah is a great king.
乌西亚王是一位伟大的君王
He's a godly person.
他也是一个敬虔的人
If you want to bebe a servant of the Lord.
若你要成为神的仆人
You want to serve when King Uzziah was king.
你实在是盼望能够当乌西亚王这位这样的一个人做王的时候你来服侍神。
So Isaiah is a young person full of the zeal.
所以以赛亚呢当时呢他心里面充满了热心。
He's looking for that day he can serve together with King Uzziah.
他实在是盼望有一天他实在是能够跟乌西亚王一同的来侍奉神。
But just about, no, he's about ready.
就当他快要预备好的时候
King Uzziah died.
乌西亚王崩了。
If Isaiah thought that the whole world fell apart.
对以赛亚来说好像整个世界都倾倒了。
This is the king that knew the heart of God.
这乃是一位明白神心意的一位君王
We don't know What will happen?
那我们实在是不知道要发生什么事。
During the same time,
在那个时候
，When King Uzziah died,
当乌西亚王崩的时候
，Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
以赛亚就看见主坐在高高的宝座上，衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
This young Isaiah has something he had not seen before.
这位年轻的以赛亚，他看见他从来没有看见过的一个异象。
Mentally, he knew the truth.
虽然他在思想上他知道这样的一件事实。
But on that day, by his own eyes, he saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
但那一天，他的亲眼看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
The throne on this earth is empty now.
虽然在地上的那个宝座是空的。
But the throne in heaven is still filled.
但是天上的宝座却是有人坐着。
On earth, people are mourning about Uzziah.
虽然在地上人们在那里为着乌西亚王哀痛。
But in heaven, the seraphim is still praising the God.
但是在天上我们看见那撒拉佛仍然在那里赞美神。
This vision of the heavenly throne transform this young man Isaiah.
这样的一个看见的异象就使这位年轻的以赛亚被改变了。
This young man Isaiah is a different person now.
以赛亚就成为一个不一样的人了。
I encourage all our young people.
我实在是鼓励我们当中的年轻人。
We need to see this.
我们必须看见这个图这个异象。
Just as that young Isaiah.
就像当日的年轻的以赛亚所看见的。
When after this experience,
当这样的经历之后
，Isaiah began his service.
以赛亚就开始了他的侍奉。
The Lord said, "Who shall I send?"
主说：“我能差遣谁呢
？”The Lord said, "Who can go before us?"
主说：“谁肯为我们去呢
？”Only at this time, Isaiah can say, "Here I am."
就在这样的时候，以赛亚可以说：“我在这里。
”Send me，
请差遣我。
Our young people，
亲爱的年轻人
，It's not our knowledge that qualify us for services，
不是我们的知识能够使我们能够来侍奉神。
It is that seeing，
乃是那个看见。
It is that vision.
是那样的一个意象。
It's that assurance.
是那样的一个确据。
That Christ is sitting on the throne.
基督坐在宝座上。
That can sustain us.
这样的一件事才能够使我们能够来服事。
This vision sustains Isaiah for a long service.
这样的一个意象呢，使以赛亚能够长时间的来侍奉神。
Paul has a similar experience.
保罗也有类似的经历。
One time when Paul visited a city of Corinth.
有一次保罗他来到哥林多这个城市。
Then he's trying to bring gospel to that city.
他想要在那个城市当中来传扬福音。
And the going was very tough.
那个是不容易的一件事。
It's the toughest place that he has been to.
在那里呢是一个最具挑战关于他传福音的这个侍奉上面。
Jews oppose him.
犹太人拒绝他
，Not only oppose him, they abuse him.
他们苦待他。
Paul was so frustrated.
保罗实在是非常沮丧。
You will not see a more frustrated Paul in any other places.
你在这里看见是保罗最沮丧的一个时候。
And Paul even say a word like this.
保罗甚至于这样子说。
Paul said, "Your blood be on your own heads."
保罗说，你们的血呢？在你们自己的头上。
I'm clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to Gentile.
他说呢，与我无干。从今以后，我要到外邦人去了。
How? What happened if someone say that to you?
当若有人这样跟你说的话，你的反应怎么样
？Paul saying something like that.
那保罗竟然说这样的话。
He was so frustrated.
他实在是非常的沮丧。
He cannot go on to serve in that place.
他实在在那里没有办法再服侍了。
He want to quit.
他想要离开。
During that evening,
就在那个晚上
，The Lord spoke to Paul in vision.
主在异象中对保罗说
，The Lord said, "Do not be afraid."
不要怕。
Keep on speaking.
只管讲。
Do not be silent.
不要闭口。
For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city.
有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在这城里，我有我许多的百姓。
Paul stayed in Corinth for another year and a half.
保罗在那里就继续又住了一年又零六个月。
It is this vision that the Christ is still on the throne.
是这个意象，就是基督坐在宝座上。
It's this new discovery that kept him going.
就是这样的一个看见，让保罗能够继续的来服侍。
Brother and sister, do you want to quit something right now?
弟兄姐妹，你们现在是不是就想要离开什么事情呢？
Are you in the middle of quitting?
你是不是就想要放弃？
Are you about to decide to stop something?
你是不是就想要停止一件事？
Just like Paul,
就像保罗一样。
Pray the Lord to give you a new vision.
祷告主，求主给你一个新的意象。
To see that Christ is still sits on the throne.
能够看见基督仍然坐在宝座上。
Maybe this new discovery will keep us going.
愿这样一个新的看见能够叫我们继续来跟随主。
You might ask me a question.
你或许会问我一个问题。
So what if I didn't see it?
那如果我看不见呢？
I'm not like Paul, I'm like Isaiah.
我并不像保罗，也不像以赛亚。
I'm not seeing it.
我就还没看见异象。
So what would happen?
那怎么办呢？
I tell you what would happen.
我告诉你会发生什么事。
In Numbers.
在民数记。
When people in Israel come very close to the promised land.
当以色列百姓来到非常靠近神应许之地的时候，
Moses sent 12 spies into the land.
摩西就差派了十二个探子到那应许之地，
asked them to explore the land for the whole congregation of Israel.
叫他们为着以色列的众会众去窥探那地。
And they saw the same thing.
然后他们就看见一件事。
These 12 people, they all saw the same thing.
他们12个人所看见的是一模一样的。
There actually no disagreement, on what they have seen.
他们对他们所看见的呢，都是同意的。
The land does flow with milk and honey.
那个地呢，实在是牛奶与蜜之地。
There's no disagreement on that.
没有任何的异议。
The second thing that the people who live there are powerful.
他们也看见了住在那里的人呢是非常的强大。
The city are fortified.
那个城呢是非常的坚固。
There were no disagreement on that.
他们也都同意。
So these 12 people came back.
所以十二个人呢就回来了。
They are in complete agreement in what they have seen.
他们在他们所看见的事情上是完全同意的。
The land does flow with milk and honey.
那地的确是牛奶与蜜之地。
But the people who live there,were powerful and the city were fortified.
但住在那里的人呢非常的高大，他们的城呢也非常坚固。
But those 12 people have two different, completely different recommendations.
但是呢这十二个人当中呢有两种非常不同的一个建议。
They saw the same thing, they came up with totally different recommendations.
他们虽然看见的事情是完全一样，但是他们的建议却是完全的不相同。
And Caleb and Joshua say, we should go up.
加勒和约书亚说，我们上去。
Take possession of the land.
我们要得那个地。
For we can certainly do it.
因为我们必能够得那个地。
That's one camp.
这是一边。
The other side, we cannot attack those people.
另外一边呢的人就说，我们不能够去攻击他们。
They're stronger than we are.
他们比我们还强大。
They saw the same thing.
他们看见的是一样的事。
They came up with two different recommendations.
但是他们的建议却是两个完全不相
同。Totally opposite.
完全相反的建议。
Why was that?
为什么会有这样的事发生呢？
The same spy and the two people are in completely different place.
这十个探子和另外两个人呢，他们为什么是完全不同的立场？
The 10 spy measure the obstacle against themselves.
这十个探子他们乃是 用自己呢来跟这个困难来相比。
They look at those powerful people and fortified city, they measure that against themselves.
他们看见那高大的人，还有那个坚固的城，跟他们自己相比的时候
，They draw to a conclusion we cannot do it.
他们就下了一个结论说，我们不能够上去。
But Caleb and Joshua measure the same thing against the throne of God.
但加勒和约书亚，他们虽然看见的是一样的事情，但是他们哪是与做宝座的神来相比。
Yes, they are powerful.
没有错，他们的确是强大的。
Yes, the city is fortified.
的确那个城是坚固的。
But the Lord is sitting on the throne.
但是主坐在宝座上。
Therefore they say we can go up.
所以他们可以说我们可以上去。
It's depend on whether you place that throne into the equation.
现在是在于说我们宝座我们是放在把它放在地上。来相比
，It is not a mental thing.
这不是一个我们在知识上的事情。
The ten spies also knew the God sitting on the throne.
这十个探子呢，他们在知识上也知道神是坐宝座的。
They have that same knowledge.
他们有这样的一个知识
，but they do not have that vision.
但是他们却没有这样的看见。
They would not be able to commit to that fight.
他们就没有办法把自己交托在这样的一个征战中。
This is about a decision to go in or not.
这乃是一个关乎要进入那个应许之地还是不进去的一个决定。
Oftentimes, in our daily life, we have to make the same difficult decision.
在我们每天生活当中，我们也必须要来做一个这样一个不容易的决定。
As we make the decision, do you consider that the God is sitting on the throne?
当我们在做这样的决定的时候，我们是不是来考虑神坐在宝座上呢？
Do you know the consequence?
你知道这结果是什么吗
？The ten spies convinced the people of Israel not to go in.
这十个探子，他们就说服了以色列百姓不要进去那地。
The consequence is they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
结果呢，他们就在旷野中漂流了40年之久。
I ask you to stop and think about this.
我要你们停下来。思想这件事情。
Since we don't have 40 years to waste.
因为我们实在是没有40年可以浪费。
And time really fly when you wander.
当你在那里漂流的时候，时间是过得很快。
Like a watch in the night.
就像一夜就过去了。
It's so fast.
非常的快。
If you are a wanderer, the time just fly away.
如果你常在那里漂流呢，时间，你的时间很快就过去了。
And at the end,Is everything become a sigh?
到末了，就是一声叹息。
I can't stop thinking about, you know, how quickly time flies.
我没有办法不来想时间过得多快。
I asked Stephen Board how old he is now.
我问那个 Stephen 伯弟兄他现在多大年纪。
Then he told me how old he is now.
那他就告诉我他多大年纪。
When we start meeting.In Houston,
当我们在休斯顿开始聚集的时候
，I was about the same age as Stephen.
我就跟 Stephen 现在的年纪是差不多的。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象这样的一件事吗
？You know, is it possible that I can be that young?
说钟立兄有可能像伯利像那个年轻的伯利兄这样年轻吗
？But when we start meeting in Houston, I am about the same age as Stephen Board.
当我们在休斯顿开始聚集的时候，我就差不多像。伯利兄这么年轻。
I look at him and say he's so young.
我看着他的时候，我说他怎么这么年轻呢
？It's just like yesterday.
感觉上就好像昨天的事。
When I first meet our brother Ty.
当我第一次见到太福王太福弟兄。
It's about almost 30 years ago now.
那差不多是30年前的事了。
There's no Jackie.
那时候还没有 Jackie.
There's no Jackie.
那时候没有 Jackie.
Jonathan is a baby.
Jonathan 还是一个小 baby, 小婴孩。
But can you believe that Ty will be a grandpa?
你能够想象说我们太福弟兄很快就要做爷爷了。
That's unbelievable!
这是很难相信的事。
I'm still working my son on high school geometry.
我还在教我那个孩子数学的时候。
I'm still trying to learn the high school biology.
我还要学那个高中的生物。
And Ty is a grandpa.
那个太傅已经要做爷爷了。
It's not that fair.
这不太公平吧
？But time really flies.
时间实在是飞逝。
If we become a wanderer in the wilderness,
如果我们在旷野中漂流的时候
，then the times will be all flying away.
时间很快就都飞过去了。
That's why Moses encouraged us number our days.
这是为什么摩西鼓励我们要来数算我们的日子。
Young people, you think you have a lot of time ahead of you.
啊，年轻人想说你在前面还有好多的时间。
I give you a warning.
我提一个，给你们一个警告。
Just like, you know.A watch in the night.
就像是在夜间守更的一样。
And a young people like Stephen would turn into the old man like me.
这么年轻的伯弟兄很快就会跟我一样老了。
So there's not a whole lot of time to waste.
所以实在是没有太多时间可以浪费的。
It's really important for young Isaiah to see Lord on the throne.
这对年轻的以赛亚来说能够看见主坐在宝座上是何等的重要。
And he has that life full of purpose.
他的一生就充满了目的。
There is a big difference between Caleb and the rest of Israel.
对加勒来讲，他与其他的人有一件非常不同的事。
What is the difference?
那不同在哪里呢？
I think the difference is in Psalm 90 and Psalm 91.
这个不同呢，乃是被记录在诗篇第九十篇还有第九十一篇。
Psalm 90 and Psalm 91 are believed to be written by Moses.
我相信啊，诗篇九十篇和九十一篇都是摩西所写的。
When did Moses write that psalm?
那摩西是什么时候写这些诗篇呢？
It's right before the people of Israel, cross that river of Jordan.
乃是应该是在当以色列人要过约旦河的时候。
That's almost the end of Moses' career.
那几乎是可以说是摩西他服侍的最后一个阶段。
And he began to reflect his own life.
他就开始来回想他的一生。
And he reflect the life of those 40 years in wilderness.
他就回想到他们在旷野中流荡的40年。
And Psalm 90 is a summary of those 40 years life in wilderness.
在诗篇九十篇就好像似乎是一个在旷野中漂流四十年的一个总结。
And Moses has a summary verses for those 40 years.
摩西为了这四十年的漂流，他有一个总结的经节。
Then Moses said, "The length of our days is 70 years."
摩西他这么说，我们一生的年日是七十岁。
Or 80s if we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow.For they quickly pass and we fly away.
若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
If we go through our life without seeing the Lord,
若我们在度我们一生当中，我们却没有看见主。
And end of this journey, you will agree with this verse.
当你来到人生旅程的尽头的时候，你就会同意这句话所说的。
It's nothing but trouble.And sorrow.
乃是充满着劳苦愁烦。
And we fly away.
我们就如飞而去。
How pity it is.
何等的可怜。
I want you to reflect your own life so far.
我要你来回想一下你目前一生所经过的。
Is it trouble and sorrow?
它是劳苦愁烦吗？
If it is,
如果是的话，
May the Lord give us another opportunity.
愿主再给我们一次机会，
To have that desire.
让我们有那样的一个渴慕，
To see the Lord.
来看见我们的主。
This wilderness is terrible.
这旷野是非常可怕的。
Brother and sister, this wilderness is terrible.
弟兄姐妹，这个旷野是很可怕的。
We cannot go through this wilderness by ourselves.
我们实在是没有办法靠着我们自己来经过这个旷野。
Life in wilderness is tough.
在旷野中的生活是非常艰辛的。
No one can survive this wilderness.
没有人能够在这样的旷野中能够存活。
Without seeing, Lord is sitting on the throne.
若不是看见主坐在宝座上。
So at the end, What happened to the 10 spies?
到末了呢，到最后呢，那十个探子他们的结果是怎么样呢？
They all pass away.
他们都过去了。
They die in the wilderness.
他们就在这旷野中死去了。
The only thing they can remember is trouble and sorrow in their life.
他们所能记得的，他们一生不过就是劳苦愁烦。
But Caleb gave us a totally different pictures.
但加勒却让我们看见完全不同的一幅图画。
He knew that God is on the throne.
他知道神坐在宝座上。
So he went through the wilderness together with the rest of the Israelites.
他乃是跟其他的以色列人一同的来经过这样的旷野。
Because he saw the Lord.
但是因着他看见了主。
So this wilderness, did not consume him.
这个旷野呢，就并不消耗他。
After the 40 years, the Caleb was as strong as 45 years ago.
经过40年之后，加勒仍然和45年前45岁的时候呢一样的强壮。
How precious that is.
这是何等的宝贵。
Caleb said, I am still as strong today. As the day Moses sent me out, I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
加勒说，我现在还是那样的强壮，就像当时摩西带领我们的时候一样。
What a contrast.
这是何等的一个不同。
What big differences!
这是何等巨大的一个差异。
The one that saw the Lord on the throne.
那一位看见主坐在宝座上的人。
And the ones that did not.
还有那一些没有看见的。
How important that we do see Christ on the throne.
是何等的重要，我们能够看见主基督坐在宝座上。
It's not a mental thing.
这不是一个心思上的事情而已。
This is experiential thing.
这乃是一个我们经历、实际经历的事。
So what is the secret?
那个秘诀在哪里呢？
Friday night, we were in Bible study. We read the chapter.
当我们在查经的时候，礼拜五查经的时候，我们读了。
We read chapter Joshua 14.
我们读到约书亚记14章。
And we're discussing.This question.
我们就在讨论这个问题。
Why Caleb? Why Caleb can see?
为什么加勒他能够看见呢？
And we're trying to search answers.
我们就在那里寻找这个答案。
But you know that in the Bible, very little thing written about Caleb.
在圣经当中，我们发现很少讲到关于加勒的事情。
Not a whole lot of detail about, you know, his whole life.
没有太多关于加勒一生的一些细节。
Only a few verses.
就少数的几句经节。
But after I got home, I thought about more.
当我回家，我继续在思想这件事的时候。
And Psalm 91 has something in it.
似乎在诗篇第91篇呢，有那个答案。
As Moses reflect those years in wilderness.
当摩西在回想旷野中四十年的时候
，He used Psalm 90 to describe the 40 years of a wilderness.
他用诗篇九十篇来描述在旷野的生活。
But then in 91, the first verses.
但是在诗篇九十一篇的第一节里面
，He said, "Who dwells? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty."
他就说，住在至高者隐秘处的。必住在全能者的荫下。
The shelter can be translated into a secret place.
这隐秘处就是一个隐秘的地方。
And it's the secret place that will cause someone to have that strength of Almighty.
就是在这样的一个隐秘处的地方呢，叫一个人就能够得着那全能者的能力。
And in verse 4, he further described this place.
在第四节呢，他进一步的来描述这样的一个地方。
And he said, He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
说他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
Moses actually knew the secret.
摩西他知道这个秘诀。
And Moses saw Caleb.
摩西他看着加勒。
Moses saw Joshua.
摩西也看见约书亚。
They saw these two men went through that wilderness 40 years.
他看见这两个人呢，一同的经过那大而可畏的旷野四十年。
But there are something different in these two people.
但在这两个人身上呢，有一个不同的地方。
It's about a secret place.
乃是关于一个隐秘处。
It's about a dwelling place.
来讲到一个他一个所住的地方。
Moses at the end found that secret.
摩西后来就发现这个秘诀。
It is about where we live.
乃是在乎我们住在哪里。
It's not about physical address.
不是我们实际的这个地址。
It's about our spiritual address.
是我们属灵的一个地址。
It is about our spiritual dwelling place.
是我们属灵的住处。
Well, you may ask, what is spiritual dwelling place?
那你就要问我，那属灵的住处是什么呢？
No, it sounds great, right?
它听起来是很好的。
It sounds spiritual.
听起来也很属灵。
You know, dwelling place.
是一个住处。
What does it really mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means where your satisfaction comes from.
它乃是说你的满足是从何而来。
It is about where you get your satisfaction.
就你是从哪里得着满足呢？
Israel, the people of Israel wander in the wilderness.
以色列在旷野中行走。
They left Egypt.
他们离开了埃及。
They're going to Canaan.
他们要进入迦南。
But they stuck in the middle of that wilderness.
但是他们被困在那个旷野当中。
If we want to ask this question, where is their satisfaction?
我们就要问这个问题，他们的满足是什么呢？在哪里？
How do you satisfy those people of Israel?
你怎么样能够来在那里满足以色列人呢？
Very sadly, their satisfaction is in Egypt.
很可惜，他们所满足的仍然在埃及。
As a result, this Egypt keep coming back.
就这个埃及呢，它一直回到他们的里面。
Several times, Egypt keep coming back.
许多次埃及一直回来。
When going gets tough, let's go back to Egypt.
当他们一碰到困难的时候，他们就想到回埃及。
When no food, let's think about Egypt.
没有食物的时候呢，也想到埃及。
Their heart never left Egypt.
他们的心从来没有离开埃及过。
Egypt is their dwelling place.
埃及是他们的住处。
That's the center of all problems.
那是所有问题的那个中心。
Where is our dwelling place today?
今天我们的住处是在哪里呢？
How do we get satisfaction?
我们如何得到满足呢？
Young people, where do you get satisfaction today?
年轻人，你们的满足是从哪里得来的？
Maybe you're thinking about, maybe this afternoon, you know, 3 o'clock, I have a TV to watch.
或许你就想着今天下午3点钟，我要看一个电视节目。
Now he's trying to speak, but I'm trying to play my game.
虽然他在那里讲，但是我在那里想着我要玩什么游戏。
If that's the case, then sports, the game, is your dwelling place.
如果那些运动、那些节目是你的这成为你的住处。
Where you
从哪里得着满足，那个就成为你的住处。
I have a colleague who is more than 60 years old.
我有一个60多岁的同事。
But he does not want to retire.
他并不想要退休。
Doesn't matter what time of the day.
无论在一天当中什么时候。
If you get online to the corporate network.
如果你进到我们公司的网络上。
And this person is online.
你就看见这个人呢，他总是连线的。
You can send him an instant message and then he will reply quickly.
你可以送一个即时的信息给他，他立刻就回来了。
The work is his dwelling place.
他的工作是他的住处。
This person gets satisfaction from work.
这个人呢，他是从工作当中得着满足。
Many people like that.
有许多人都像他一样。
It is very satisfying by working.
这借着工作呢，让他非常有满足感。
Some people get satisfaction from wealth.
有些人来自从健康得着满足。财富，财富。
Also people.Get satisfaction from health.
Go ahead. 有些人呢，也从财富和健康呢得着满足。
You know, when someone starts getting that satisfaction from health, it's something different.
当人呢，如果从健康当中呢来得着那个满足的时候
，all of a sudden that's the number one thing in their life.
那件事就成为他一生当中生活当中最重要的一件事。
The whole life is centered around his own health.
他的整个生活就是为了这个健康为中心。
And that's his dwelling place.
那就成为他的住处。
There are people find their children as their dwelling place.
也有些人呢，就以他们的孩子作为他们的住处。
As long as the child is satisfied, I'm satisfied.
只要孩子满足了，我也很满足。
We have our dwelling place is scattered around.
我们有各式各样的住处，各样的满足。
And that is the problem.
那个就是问题。
It is all about the dwelling place.
都是关乎我们的住处。
How about Caleb?
那加勒是如何呢
？What is his dwelling place?
他的住处是什么呢
？His dwelling place is a secret place.
他的住处乃是一个隐秘处。
It's the shelter of the Most High.
是至高者的印下。
It's the shadow of the Almighty.
是全能者的印下。
All right, so where is this secret place?
到底这个隐秘处是在哪里呢
？Now you're interested in finding this place now.
现在你们也都想要来知道到底这个隐秘处是什么。
So where is this place?
这个地方到底在哪里
？The verse 4th give us a little hint about this place.
在这第四节这边给我们一点的隐啊、一点的暗示。
He said this place is under the wings.
这里说乃是在他的翅膀底下。
This place has wings.
这个地方呢是有翅膀的。
If you are a Jew,
如果你是犹太人
，Every Jew knew about the secret place under the wing.
每个犹太人呢都知道在翅膀底下的那个隐秘处。
Every Jew knows about that.
每个犹太人都知道。
That place is in the Holy of Holies.
那个地方乃是在至圣所。
There is Ark of Covenant.
在那里有约柜。
There are mercy seat.
在上面有施恩座。
There are two cherubim.
有两个基路伯。
They have wings.
基路伯有翅膀。
It is in that place the Lord has declared that's the meeting place between himself and his people.
就是在那个地方主已经宣告了就是他与人相会的地方。
That is the secret place.
那个就是那个隐秘处。
That's the place that under the wings.
那就是在翅膀的印下。
That is the place that we find the strength.
那就是我们能够得着能力的地方。
But there is a problem.
但是有一个问题。
There's a veil.
这里有一个幔子。
The veil was separate this holy of holy from the rest of the place.
这幔子呢就把至圣所与其他地方给隔开了。
The veil is thick.
这个幔子是很厚的。
And you cannot get across that veil.
你没有办法穿过这个幔子。
There is a very strict law.
有非常一个严格的一个律法。
Against anybody that get across that veil.
叫人呢不能够轻易的能够穿过这个幔子。
Only the great high priest can get into the veil once.Every year,
只有大祭司一年一次能够穿过这个幔子。
So our Father has a dilemma here.
在这里，我们天父有个安排。
He created this secret place so that he can have fellowship with his own people.
在这里，他设计了一个隐秘处，在那里呢，他能够与他的百姓相会。
But his people cannot get in.
但是他的百姓不能够进来。
There is a veil.
因为有幔子。
So Father has decided.
所以父神就这样决定
The veil has to be separated
这个幔子必须裂开
The only way to torn up this veil
能够叫这幔子裂开的唯一的方法
is sacrifice his own son
还是把他自己的爱子给牺牲了
Nail him on the cross
把他钉在十字架上
To pay that price for our sins
来为着我们的罪付上那个赎价。
As Christ was crucified on the cross,
当基督被钉在十字架上
，the veil was separated.
那幔子就裂开了。
From top to bottom,
从上到下
，the Father has opened this way for us.
父神就把这个道路给开了。
Now the secret place has a free access for all of us.
今天这样的一个隐秘处呢，就叫我们都能够来进入。
You and I, every child of God has a free access to this secret place.
你和我，所有神的儿女们，我们都得着这样的一个权利，能够进到这个隐秘处。
Isaiah has described the benefit of the secret place.
以赛亚曾经这样子来描述这个隐秘处的好处。
Then he said that, you know, if you waited for the Lord.
他说如果你在那里等候主。
You waited for the Lord in this secret place.
你在这隐秘处来等候主的话。
And the Lord will renew your strength.
主呢就会更新你的力量。
Then you will soar on wings like eagles.
你就能够如鹰展翅上腾。
You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and never be faint.
你奔跑并不疲倦，行走也不困乏。
Many times we are tired.
许多时候我们觉得我们很疲惫。
I think we all have that experience.
我想我们都有这样的经验。
You know, when we face a situation, for a long time.
当我们在一个长久的时间当中，在一个艰难的环境中，
we are tired.
我们觉得很疲惫。
But the Lord said, if you waited in the secret place,
但是主的话说，你们在隐秘处来等候，
you will rise above the problem.
你就能够越过这个困难。
Like the eagle that rise above that problem.
就像老鹰一样，能够越过这个困难。
The problem does not go away.
问题本身并不会消失。
But the promise is that we will soar like eagles.
但是这个问题呢，乃是要叫我们能够像老鹰一样展翅上腾。困难。
And we will run but not weary.
我们奔跑并不疲倦。
We will walk but not be faint.
行走却不困乏。
How wonderful that will be.
这是何等奇妙的事。
How wonderful a life like that.
这是何等好的一个生活。
You run but not weary, you walk but not be faint.
你奔跑却不困倦，行走却不困乏。
Because you're not using your own strength.
因为你不再用自己的力量。
But we have to experience this.
我们必须要来经历这样的事。
For those who are students.
当你们还是做学生的人。
You gotta have this experience.
你们一定要来经历这件事。
I personally experienced that many times when I was a student.
当我还做学生的时候，我经历过许多次。
Sometimes the load is just too much.
有时候呢，那个重担呢是非常的重。
And you don't think you have enough time to get through.
你觉得你实在是没有足够的时间能够来做完所有的事。
Just come to the secret place.
但是呢，你要来到这隐秘处。
Just come for a moment.
就来一下子。
Just quiet before the Lord for a moment.
在主的面前安静。
To experience that renewal of the strength.
来经历这个重新得力。
All of a sudden, you have a lot of strength that you have never experienced.
突然间你就会发现你经历到有许多的能力力量是你从来没有过的。
Then you go through the work just quickly.
当你来经历在行走的时候。
Sometimes that you prepare for a Bible study.
有时候当你在准备查经。
Now it's already a Thursday evening.
已经到了礼拜四的晚上。
Really under pressures.
我实在是有压力。
Look at the chapter several times, nothing comes out.
你那个要查的经文看了好几次，也没什么东西。
It's not that I didn't try, I read it, I read several times, just nothing there.
并不是我没有试，我实在读了好几次，但是呢看不出什么东西
了。There's a lot of pressure.
实在是有压力。
Brother, sister, go into that secret place.
弟兄姐妹要来到这个隐秘处。
Just wait for the Lord for a moment.
在那里等候主。
And when you come out.
当你从那里出来。
Then the come to you. This stuff just come to you.
你就发现那主话语的亮光就出来了。
You know, the stuff that you got when you try on your own is not good anyway. 就是你自己读出来自己努力出来的并不是。
如果你自己靠主来启示给你的时候，那才是宝贵的。
You know, if you're honest, you would agree with me.
如果你经历过这样的事，你就会同意。
If something that is reminded by the Holy Spirit,
如果是圣灵来提醒你的
，when you share that with the rest of the group,
当你在你们小组当中分享出来的时候
People will eat that stuff like food.
人呢就吃那个好像在吃食物一样。
It's like real food.
好像真正的食物。
There's something that not evening.
在那个晚上呢有一个真实的东西。
So don't strive for yourself.
你不要靠着自己的努力。
I have to get something here.
我必须要找出一些东西来。
I must use my wisdom.
我必须用我的聪明。
No, just go to the secret place.
不要，乃是来到这个隐秘处。
Say, Lord, I have nothing tonight.
对主说，主啊，我今天晚上我没有得着什么。
Just be honest with God.
很诚实的来向着神。
Just tell God that you have nothing.
你就告诉神说，你没有读出什么东西。
You say, Lord, what do I do? I have nothing. I have to lead Bible study tomorrow. I have nothing.
你就对主说：“主啊，今天晚上我要带查经，但是我实在是什么亮光都没有。”
And then you wait until the Lord says something to you.
你就在那里等候，等到主对你说话。
And you will find there's a little bit of something.
那你就会发现那里的确有一些东西。
Doesn't have to be a lot.
不需要太多。
You don't have to give a sermon.
你不需要讲一篇道。
And we just have a little bit of something that touch your heart.
就只要是有一点点，那真正摸着你心的一些话语。
And you meditate that thing, during the Friday, the whole day.
你在礼拜五的一天当中，你来思想，反复思想这一件事。
And that little thing that touch your heart grow a little bit, become a small sharing.
那摸着你的那一点点东西呢，就渐渐的稍微扩大，就成为你可以分享的一件事。
By the Spirit, you present that little sharing to the group.
你靠着圣灵，饼给拨开。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，If you're ready to make an important decision,
如果你要做一个重大的决定
，You don't know what to do.
你不知道该怎么做。
The best way is come into the secret place.
最好的方法就来到这个隐秘处。
This is the part of a normal Christian life.
这实在是一个正常基督徒该过的生活。
If we do not have this hidden part of life,
如果我们没有这样一个隐秘、隐藏的生活，
we will not be able to survive this wilderness.
我们没有办法在这旷野中生存。
Without the secret place,
若没有这个隐秘处，
you have to find that powerful people.The fortified city on your own strength.
你要靠着你自己的力量来与那高大的人、那个坚固的城来征战。
But if we do have this
处的话
，then we will not be weary.
我们就不疲倦。
And we will not be faint.
我们也不会困乏。
I mean, some of you may be very tough. Some of you may be very tough.
有一些人呢，可能是。比较勇敢的
，no， 是比较难的，
比较难的。
Then you may ask me, you know, how Caleb can find that place?
那加勒是怎么样找到这个地方
？How can I cannot find that place?
为什么我找不到这样的地方
？It's only Caleb that can find that place.
为什么只有加勒能够找着这样的地方
？I look around, and I go around, I can't find that place.
我周围看一看，我实在是找不着这样的一个隐秘处。
Then I start thinking about these issues.
那我就开始想这件事。
What make Caleb special?
加勒有什么不同呢
？Why can Caleb find this place?
为什么加勒能够找到这样的一个地方
？There's one verse in the Bible God said about Caleb.
圣经中神说了一句关于加勒的话。
But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly.
他说我的仆人加勒他有一个不一样的灵他专一的跟从我
Caleb have a different spirit
加勒有一个不同的灵
And the spirit caused him to follow the Lord wholeheartedly
这个灵呢就叫加勒能够专一的来跟从主
And this is it wholeheartedly
就是这件事情专一
This is another way of saying Caleb loved the Lord with all of his heart.
我们可以这样子说，就是说加勒呢，他专一的爱我们的主。
Out of his love, He followed the Lord with all of his heart.
因着这样的一个爱呢，他来专一的跟从主。
It come down to this again.
又回到这样的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, it's not about those powerful people.
弟兄姐妹，不关乎那些强壮的人。
It is not about those fortified cities.
也不在乎那些坚固的城。
It's not about your environment.
不在乎你的环境如何。
It's not about your parents.
也不是你的父母如何。
It's not about your spouse even.
也不是你配偶的问题。
It is about our heart.
那是我们的心。
Do we love our Lord with all of our heart?
我们是不是尽心、全心、专心的来爱我们的主？
If we do,
如果我们是的话，
we will follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们就愿意专心跟从主。
And the Lord will lead us into that secret place.
主就会把我们带到这个隐秘处。
If you are a servant,
如果你是一个仆人，
and then you have a new master.
你有一个新的主人。
And you start today is the first day that you with this new master.
这是你第一天开始来服侍这个新的主人。
How do you get to know this new master?
你怎么认识这个主人？
By obeying him daily.
但是借着天天的顺服他。
You have to submit to this new master.
你必须把自己降服在这个新的主人。
You have to submit to the Lord.
你必须把自己顺服。
Then you will learn who he is.
你就渐渐能够认识他是如何的一个人。
What we have to obey the word that we knew.
我们必须要顺服我们所知道的话。
In order we can follow our Lord Jesus.
好像我们能够来跟随主耶稣。
And this is the way.
这就是那条道路。
And it is not easy, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一件容易的事。
It's not easy to obey.
要顺服并不是容易。
If it is easy, we won't be in the situation we are in today.
如果容易的话呢，今天我们就不会在我们的处境当中。
It is hard.
这是困难的。
It is hard to obey.
是要顺服是困难的。
It is so hard, it takes cross to do it.
难到一个地步呢，必须要借着十字架才能够成全。
Without cross, we cannot obey.
若没有十字架，我们是不可能顺服的。
Each obedience is come with experience on the cross.
每一次的顺服都是十字架的经历。
When we do have that experience,
当我们有那样的一个经历，
we put that throne in our heart.
我们就把主的宝座放在我们心里。
All of a sudden, we become a person that in our heart there is a throne.
突然在我们心里面乃是有宝座的。
Lord is sitting in a throne in our heart.
主乃是坐在我们心里的宝座上。
Because we submit to him daily.
乃是因为我们天天顺服他。
We become a person that has a throne in our heart.
我们就成为一个心中有宝座的一个人。
And at this time, you will see the throne in the heaven.
在这样的一个时候，你就看见天上的宝座。
If you do not have that throne in our heart,
如果在你的心里面没有这样的一个宝座，
if I don't have that throne in my heart,
如果没有这个宝座在我心里，
I will not see the throne in heaven.
我是看不见在天上有了一个宝座。
I can only understand mentally.
我能够在思想上有这样的认识，
but that will never make any difference.
但却不会有任何的区别。
But if you and I want to experience what Isaiah was experiencing,
但是如果我们要经历以赛亚他所经历过的，
we have to establish that throne in our own heart.
我们必须让主的宝座在我们心里面被建立。
By submit to our Lord daily,
借着天天的顺服我们的主。
If you read Bible on Friday evening,
如果你礼拜五晚上读圣经的话，
don't just read through trying to understand everything about the chapter.
不要想说把每一章圣经呢读过了你都要能够明白。
Take one thing that the Lord wants you to obey.
就有一件事是主要你顺服的。
Just take that one thing.
就把那件事。
This is something the Lord spoke to my heart.
主对你的心所说的。
He want me to obey.
主要你顺服的。
But I have hard time to do it.
但是我实在是做不没办法顺服。
And I struggle with it.
我在那里挣扎。
I take it to the secret place.
我带着这样的一个挣扎来到。
Ask the Lord to help me.
来到隐秘处求主来帮助我。
Eventually the Lord nailed me on the cross.
你发现主就把我们钉在十字架上。
And I have that throne established in my heart that day.
我在那一天就主的宝座就建立在我的心中。
This is the way we live in that secret place.
这就是我们能够住在那隐秘处的秘诀。
This is the way the Lord established that throne in our own heart.
这是主在我们心中要建立他的宝座的一个方式。
Brothers and sisters, it is about our heart.
弟兄姐妹，都是关乎我们的心。
That's why Lord asks us again and again.
是为什么主一次又一次的来问我们
？Do you really love me？
你是不是爱我
？We witnessed a wedding yesterday。
我们昨天我们见证了一个婚礼。
What's important for the wedding？
那婚礼呢？重要性在哪里呢
？How that family would be successful？
那个家庭他会怎么成功呢
？It's about their heart。
而是在乎他们的心。
If Jackie and Martin can give their heart totally to one another,
如果呢 ，Jackie 和马丁他们愿意把他们的心交给对方
，That's all they need.
那个就是他们所需要的。
And our Lord asks us the same thing.
我们主也向我们要求同样的事。
It's quite simple.
是非常的简单。
It's never complicated.
一点都不复杂。
It's do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
天父，我们感谢你。
You allow us to come to your word.
你允许我们能够来到你话语面前。
Once again, we ask for your mercy and your grace.
我们再一次求你的怜悯和恩典。
We ask you to move in our hearts.
来感动我们的心。
To convict us.
来说服我们。
To show us our true conditions.
来让我们看见我们自己的情形。
To reveal to us your desire.
来开启我们主啊，你所要得着的
，seal this word in our heart。
主把这些话语刻在我们心上
，encourage us，
鼓励我们
，to number our days。
主啊，叫我们数算我们的日子
，so we can gain a heart of wisdom。
叫我们能够得着智慧的心。
We again humble before you。
我们再次谦卑在你面前。
We ask you to do your own work in our heart.
主啊，求你在我们心中成就你的工作。
To accomplish what you want to accomplish this morning.
来成就你早晨所要成就的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。